I mentioned Duke and North Carolina. Why don't we stay on topic? We are joined right now by the head coach at Virginia. 10th season with the Cavaliers. He is a three-time National Coach of the Year. Led the Cavaliers to 29 wins or more in four of the last 5 years. They are currently ranked number three in both polls. Virginia, 23-2, 11-2 in the ACC, and they are at number 18, Louisville. Saturday, noon Eastern, Tony Bennett is the coach there, and he joins us now. Tony, it's so good to have you back on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Good to visit with you, Tony. So you beat number 20, Virginia Tech, on Monday night in their place in a game where maybe you didn't play the kind of first half you would have liked. As you said afterwards, the defense wasn't so sharp. You were a little loose with the ball, and then you played with too much finesse. So what was your message at halftime to your team, and how pleased were you with the way they responded?
Yeah, and some of that was due to, obviously, Virginia Tech. They're a scrappy team, and that's such a rivalry game. But just challenge your guys, and I can remember – my dad always telling me, you know, when you whip a donkey, it kicks. When you whip a thoroughbred, it responds. And, you know, it was more of just a challenge to our guys at halftime, saying, look, for us to be as good as we can, we have to, you know, tighten up, toughen up. And we weren't perfect. But I was pleased that they just guys stepped up individually, but collectively they became more physical and just more sound, which, you know, always is a good formula, home or away against competition.
Yeah, Tony, it's funny you mentioned your dad, because one of your assistants said that you channeled your inner Dick Bennett in that talk. Is that how it felt to you? Was there a little bit of your dad in that talk?
Sometimes. My dad's a fiery Italian, and he's very calm, but he can be a volcano. Then when that volcano erupts, it's not a whole lot you can do. But, no, I just, you know, I tried to challenge him. And, like, sometimes you make too much of that. But I liked it. I really had some passion, and I wanted our guys to compete to the best of their abilities, because I knew it would be required for that second half and really the rest of the way.
Virginia head coach Tony Bennett joins us. What about Kyle Guy? How much did he do to keep you in that game, especially in the first half?
He was terrific. He has an ability. You know, I've coached so many special shooters, and he is one of those guys that when, you know, he just needs a little sliver of time, and he can rotate in the air, and we were struggling some, but he hit some big-time shots. He had a pretty cool tip dunk for him, and, you know, that ignited us. But he kept us in there with some shot-making. And then, again, the second half, I thought we played even better collectively.
You know, he's done that time and time again. He had the pair of back-to-back huge threes in the final minutes on the road at North Carolina in your win at Chapel Hill. Right. So we've seen that from him. You know, when you look at the ACC right now, there are some really good teams, obviously. Your only two losses have been to Duke. So top to bottom, how tough is the conference this year?
It's always good. You know, there's so many solid coaches, good coaches in the league, and the mature teams, you know that. Unfortunately for Virginia Tech, they lost their, and hopefully he'll be back soon. He's a heck of a player, Justin Robinson. So some injuries have hurt some teams, but the league is good. There's maturity in the league, and then the teams that are young that have some first-year guys are so gifted. We go to Louisville, they've got some grad transfers, and Chris Mack has come in and done a great job. So it's just, You know that old saying, what's the toughest league in America? The one you're in, and it always feels like that. But what I noticed about the ACC, when it's a really good year, it's elite and great. And if they say it's a down year, it's still really good. It never dips down, and that's what's impressive about it.
We're talking to Tony Bennett. You know, you mentioned the coaching in that conference, and it's some of the best that are there. What about Buzz Williams? Now, Buzz, Tony, is one of my favorites ever. I love this guy. I admire this guy so much. Around that profession, what do people think about the way he goes about his business, the way he carries himself, and what do you know you're going to get when you go up against a Buzz Williams coach team?
Yeah, he's real competitive. I like that. He just, his teams play hard, and he's, you know, he's done a very great job at Virginia Tech. He was at Marquette, and he's just, I like it. He's humble in his beginnings. You know, I've heard his story, and I know Buzz a little bit, and I love how he's just built his programs up, recruits guys, and they just play hard. I always look at coaches when their teams play hard and they scrap, and they get the most out of them. That's impressive. And, you know, that being our rival, I've been so impressed with the job he's done at Virginia Tech in a short amount of time.
Tony Bennett joining us. You know, Tony, time will tell, but you've had some really, really good teams at Virginia. How does this one feel to you? How does this one compare to some of the ones that have come before it?
Yeah, it's they're all different. Jim, I've had, having Malcolm Brogdon and Joe Harris on a team with Anthony Gill, Mike Toby, London Prentice. Those are some really good teams. This team, we have some versatility, you know, whether it's offensively or defensively, and DeAndre Hunter is continuing to improve with Ty Jerome and Kyle Guy. Those are our big three, but we have some real good pieces around it. Braxton Key stepped up in the last game. So I think it's a little different versatility-wise, maybe defensively, than some other teams. And then offensively, you know, we don't maybe score on the interior quite as much as some of those others, but really smart, skilled guys, and when we're playing well, they're just so fun to watch, the way they'll share the ball, and they're very unselfish, and most of my teams have been that way. I'm thankful for that.
No doubt. Tony Bennett joins us. Now, Tony, you said something I thought really interesting before the start of the year. You were talking about the notion of run to the roar. What exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, the way our season ended last year, we had an amazing season, and Jim, that was so humbling to lose like that, and I knew going in this year, you know, you can say, well, we're just going to sweep it under the rug, but wherever we go, people are going to be bringing up our loss to UMBC. And I wanted to, we had a saying I talked about a lot, saying if you learn to use the adversity right, it can buy you a ticket to a place you couldn't go any other way. And just to really go at it, to use the motivation of how our season ended and also the good in a way, and really be freed up to go after. We even talked about, I heard a guy talking about trembling courage over measured cowardice. And it's okay to be a little trembling, but to go after what we want in the best way we can and go right at it and not back down or stand on the side or go a different way. And whether you get there or not, at least you're going at it, guns a-blazing. And the beautiful thing is, you know, I know if you don't, we're going to be okay. We face some hard stuff, and that even frees you up to have a perspective that way. But you might as well swing for all you got when you're doing it.
Tony Bennett joining us. See, Tony, the thing is, though, you didn't sweep that under the rug. Not now, not then. When you lost to UMBC last year in the tourney, it would have been pretty easy maybe to freak out a little bit, maybe to go into seclusion. You didn't do that. In fact, you encouraged your players to watch the rest of the tournament, and you could not have handled that with any more class than you did. Why was that so important in that moment?
I just thought, you know, anybody who's been in sports, there's some bigger stuff going on. You're going to face adversity, and I know that was the first time ever. But I thought they and all of us had an opportunity for their, you know, all those players, for their brothers and sisters, their parents, their friends. If they could see, you know what, these guys, yes, it stings. Yes, it's humbling and it hurts, but they're okay. They still are going to be all right. They're still going to have perspective, and they're going to use it in the right way. I think that was, what to me, would be one of the most powerful influences that they could have. And life's going to throw so many things at them that are going to be far worse than that. And had we won a national championship, there's going to be things in life that are a lot better than that. I know that. And so in those moments, I thought that was important. And, you know, that's it. Like I said, you're humbled, but then you walk in it, and it kind of becomes part of your story, and you just you grow from it. And I think it stretches you in ways that some other things can't.
Virginia head basketball coach Tony Bennett's my guest. Tony, you talk also about the concept of unconditional acceptance of yourself, of who you are, of who you're not. How important then is that concept? And then how do you go about passing that on to your players and everybody around you?
Well, you know, when you step between the lines, you know, there's competition and there's performance things. But ultimately, that idea of to know, we talk a lot about to our players, again, the bigger picture, that they're unconditionally accepted by us, by their family. And when you know you have that, I think it frees you up to go and achieve what you can. You know, for me, that's in my faith, that unconditional acceptance and, you know, love that you have. And I think people need to know that. And then, again, are you always going to be judged? And is there a scoreboard? Absolutely. And that's what you go after hard. But you can say it doesn't matter, but when you know people got your back and are with you through it, ups and downs, well, that's the right place to be. And again, you compete hard, but there's always that in the background.
You know, and then, Tony, I know you and I'm asking you a lot of things that might not necessarily be basketball related, maybe more big picture, but it's so interesting. Like, one of the things you talked about as a coach is that when you look back on a given season, you don't necessarily remember those wins or those losses, but you might remember moments like a team building exercise where players and coaches each stand on a chair and they tell everybody about a hero or a challenge they've faced or a highlight from their lives. Like, what are those moments like? And why do they resonate with you so much, maybe even more so than the wins or the losses?
You did your homework, Jim. You know all the stuff we're doing.
It's all interesting to me. It's all interesting to me.
Good. It is. Those are, I just, college basketball, I don't want to say it's the purest thing. I've been fortunate enough to play in the NBA just for a few years. Nothing great. I was a backup point guard. I don't pretend to have set the world on fire, but I've achieved. That was a dream of mine. And one thing I like about, you know, high school, but college, there's a sense of unity and team spirit and relationship building that is untouchable. And the things you go through, the highs and the lows, that you just, it's hard to get that at the highest level. It becomes a little more business-like, not that it's not business-like in college. And so those moments that you're together and those relationships you forge, they last beyond the wins and losses. They truly do. And it doesn't mean you're not always going to remember ACC championships or, of course, national championships. But there's something bigger and deeper working. And that's why those things, and sometimes I get in my tunnel and I forget about those things, and then I need to be reminded. But those are the things that are, I mean, they're lasting. They really are.
Tony, you could shoot it now. You're not giving yourself enough credit. You could really stroke it back in the day. You know, finally, you played in the NBA. You and Brad Stevens are very, very close. You're good friends, and you both compete, of course. But you know what he's about. I know you've spent some time around him in the Celtics. You're locked into what you're doing, and you're content. But is there any part of you kind of intellectually that thinks about, man, this guy made the transition. He is such a great NBA coach. I wonder if I could do that. I wonder what that would be like. I wonder what it would be like to work with that type of athlete. Does that ever enter your mind?
Well, before I answer that question, you talked about shooting. Joe Harris just won the NBA three-point contest.
Right.
Talking about a great shooter. I got to ask the question. Joe Harris, Klay Thompson, Kyle Guy, as far as shooters. And so I've been lucky to coach those, but kudos to Joe. And I wish Malcolm would have been in it, Brogdon and Klay, and then all three guys I coached, they all should have been there. But nonetheless, it's been special to see what Joe did. But, you know, having played in it, I loved the playoffs, Jim. You know, when you get to the playoffs in the NBA, you see every possession matters. It becomes a little more college-like in the regard of really, you know, guys at that talent level playing. So that's exciting to watch the coaches and the adjustments. And who knows if that's something that'll ever be part of my future. I'm so content, and I love, as I just mentioned before, the college game right now. But I really just take it, you know, steps at a time and, you know, kind of subscribe to that. But I certainly love the playoffs and watching that. But there's nothing better than the college game, in my opinion.
I want to reiterate, you had the highest three-point shooting percentage in NCAA history. You mentioned Klay. Tony, you coached him, of course, at Washington State. The Athletic just had this great piece up that mentions a 4th of July in Pullman where you invited Klay up to your house to shoot off fireworks. How excited was Klay to get into the pyrotechnics?
So, yeah, I didn't read that article. I just remember doing the interview. And I coached Klay for 1 year, and then I took the Virginia job. But I can remember that. He was doing it with my kids, and he loved it. He had a childlike simplicity to him in a good way. And apparently, before I came on your show, I can't remember who I was talking to, but he said, oh, yeah, the story's great because Klay went on and took it to other levels. But he certainly enjoyed his time with the fireworks. That I do remember.
Tony, you probably can't do it, but of all those guys you mentioned, can you even say who's the best pure shooter of the group?
Yeah, I got asked that on my radio show last night. I said, well, in college, it was me, hands down. I'd shoot them all down, no problem.
But it was.
I would say, honestly, you know, Klay, what he's done in the NBA and settings and games is amazing. But, you know, Kyle Guy in college has the ability to get on a streak. He can shoot it and turn in the air. And then Joe is continuing to improve. But, of course, NBA-wise, you have to give the nod to Klay. But they're all special in their own right. But if I see Joe, you know, doing that in the NBA, I'll put him there, and then hopefully Kyle gets to do that too.
You bet. 10 years now with the Cavaliers, a 3-time National Coach of the Year. Virginia is number 3 in both polls. They're at Louisville on Saturday. Their head coach is Tony Bennett. Tony, I appreciate the visit very much. It's always good to have you on the show, and I appreciate the relationship too. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Tony. Well done, as always.